All right, so get this. We're going deep on a topic that's got everyone talking, AI and government. We've got this awesome panel discussion from the World Government Summit to break down, and it's got experts from like Microsoft, OECD, and some cutting-edge AI companies.
Oh, wow.
So the big question is AI the revolution government's been waiting for, or is it all just hype?
Well, it's certainly got everyone buzzing, that's for sure.
For sure, right off the bat, these panelists were rating AI's potential impact really high.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like 10 out of 10.
Wow.
Some even did 11.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time.
So what's fueling all this excitement?
Well, AI is nothing new, but the recent breakthroughs, especially with this generative AI and large language models like ChatGPT,
Right.
I mean, it feels like things are accelerating at an unbelievable pace.
Yeah, and it's not just talk either. I mean, the UAE went ahead and established a whole Ministry of AI back in 2017.
I know, it's incredible,
That's a
Harry.
pretty serious commitment.
Oh, absolutely. It shows they're really dedicated to exploring how AI can actually improve government services.
Totally. So let's get into the specifics.
Okay.
What do these experts see as the actual advantages of AI in government compared to how things have always been done?
Well, they highlighted four main areas where they think AI could really revolutionize things. And the first one they talked about was efficiency.
Okay.
So imagine streamlining all those super complicated internal processes, making the whole system more agile and responsive to citizens' needs.
Less red tape, more action. Love it.
Exactly. And then they brought up effectiveness.
Oh.
They talked about using AI to really improve things like social welfare programs,
Okay.
you know, being able to target benefits much more accurately so the resources actually reach the people who need them most.
Makes sense. Less waste, more impact.
Exactly. Win-win.
Absolutely. So what were the other two?
Okay, so the third one was enhancing responsiveness.
Okay.
They envision personalized, proactive services that can anticipate what citizens need. It's like a government that solves your problems before you even realize you have them.
That sounds amazing.
It does. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does.
But it could become a reality.
What was the fourth one?
The fourth area was transparency.
Okay.
They believe AI could really shine a light on all sorts of government activities, like procurement, which could really reduce corruption and increase accountability.
Efficiency, effectiveness, responsiveness, and transparency.
Yeah, it's quite the list.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
So, did they talk about any real-world examples of how this is all playing out?
They did, and they made sure to point out that implementing AI isn't always a walk in the park.
Of course not.
There are success stories, but also some learning experiences, you know?
Let's hear a success story. What's working?
They had this great example from Finland. They've developed an AI assistant they call Aurora.
Aurora, like the Northern Lights.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And just like the Northern Lights light up the night sky, Aurora helps citizens navigate all that confusing government bureaucracy.
I like that.
It's kind of like a superpowered chatbot that actually understands your needs and helps you through the process.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so what about those learning experiences?
Well, a few countries like the Netherlands, Australia, and France, they ran into some issues when they tried using AI systems to detect fraud in social welfare programs.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
The idea was to prevent abuse,
Makes sense.
make things more efficient.
So what happened?
Well, it seems like these systems sometimes flagged legitimate claims as fraudulent, and as a result, people were denied benefits that they were actually entitled to.
Oh, wow, that's a serious problem.
It is. It really highlights how crucial it is to make sure AR systems are developed and implemented responsibly.
Yeah, garbage in, garbage out, as they say.
Exactly. Data quality is paramount.
Absolutely. So it's not just about having a ton of data, but also ensuring it's accurate and unbiased.
Precisely.
Now I want to talk about something that's been capturing everyone's imagination. Large language models, or LLMs, ChatGPT, Google's Bard, they're changing the AI game super fast.
Absolutely. Those LLMs are at the forefront of AI innovation, and the panel was really excited about their potential applications, even in government.
And speaking of cutting edge, did you know that the UAE has developed its own LLM called JCEV?
I did. It's quite impressive.
It's supposed to be the most advanced Arabic-speaking LLM out there.
It is. And the panel believes that JC could really revolutionize things like judiciary systems, you know, by analyzing massive amounts of legal data. It could make case reviews more efficient and verdicts more accurate.
Oh, did they talk about any other potential uses for JC?
Oh, yeah. They also discussed the possibility of using it to power personalized citizen services,
Like what?
like AI tutors for students, personalized healthcare advice, seamless access to government information, all tailored to individual needs.
That's amazing.
It is, but it's crucial to remember that AI development should always have a clear purpose.
Right, we can't just get carried away with all the cool tech stuff.
Exactly. It needs to be driven by a genuine desire to solve real problems and make people's lives better.
Absolutely. Which brings us to the human element. We can't forget about the crucial role humans play in all of this.
Couldn't agree more. AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution.
Right.
We need to address the human side of the equation, and that means tackling some serious challenges and seizing opportunities.
So where do humans fit into this AI-powered future?
Well, one of the biggest challenges and also opportunities is education.
Okay.
We need to train the next generation of AI leaders, not just in the technical skills, but also in ethics, responsibility, critical thinking.
I like that.
Imagine universities offering specialized degrees in AI for good, where students learn to design and implement AI systems that truly benefit society.
Yeah, it's not just about the code. It's about understanding the big picture.
Precisely.
And using this technology ethically.
Exactly. And that leads us to another key challenge, building trust.
Yeah.
People need to feel confident that these AI systems are transparent, accountable, and aligned with human values.
Transparency is key. What else can we do to make sure AI in government actually serves the best interests of the people?
Well, one idea that's gaining traction is this concept of algorithmic audits.
Algorithmic audits, what's that?
It involves having independent experts examine AI systems.
Okay.
Sort of like AI watchdogs to make sure they're fair, unbiased, and transparent.
Uh-huh.
It's an extra layer of accountability, especially when you're dealing with systems that can have such a big impact on people's lives.
Yeah, we're talking about potentially life-altering decisions.
We are, and that means we need to be incredibly careful.
Okay, so we've got regulations, algorithmic audits, transparency.
Yeah.
What else can we do to ensure that AI in government is used ethically and benefits everyone?
Data quality came up a lot. They argued that biased or incomplete data can lead to unfair or inaccurate outcomes.
Right, and we saw what happened with those social welfare programs.
Exactly. So it's not just about the quantity of data, it's about the quality and making sure it represents everyone fairly.
Couldn't agree more. Anything else?
They also talked about the importance of continuous monitoring and evaluation.
Okay.
You can't just set these AI systems free and hope for the best.
Got it.
You need to constantly assess their impact, make adjustments, and ensure they're serving their intended purpose.
So it's like any complex system, regular checkups and maintenance.
Precisely. It's an ongoing process.
So who do they see as ultimately responsible for making sure AI is used ethically in government?
Well, they were pretty clear that it's a shared responsibility.
Okay.
It's not just on the government or tech companies. It's on all of us.
So it's a collective effort.
It is. We all need to stay informed, ask critical questions, and demand transparency and accountability from our leaders.
It sounds like we're at a crossroads. You know,
yeah.
We have this incredibly powerful tool, and it's up to us to decide how to use it. Will it create a better future for everyone, or will it make things worse?
That's the question we need to keep asking ourselves.
Well, my mind is definitely buzzing with all these ideas and possibilities.
Mine too.
This is a conversation we need to keep having for sure.
Absolutely. You know, we were just talking about how the role of humans in government is changing with all this AI stuff. And it makes you wonder, like, when an AI system makes a decision, who's actually responsible?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's easy to blame someone when things go wrong. But with AI, it's not so simple.
Right. You can't exactly put an algorithm on trial.
Exactly.
And that's where policies and regulations come in. You know, we need clear rules about AI and responsibility, especially in government, where decisions affect people's lives.
So like setting ground rules for this new AI world, making sure there are checks and balances.
Yeah, exactly. Like guardrails to prevent misuse. And the panel actually talked about algorithmic audits.
Algorithmic audits. That sounds pretty serious. What are those?
Well, imagine having independent experts examine these AI systems, like AI watchdogs, making sure they're being fair and unbiased and transparent.
So a second set of eyes to make sure the algorithms are doing what they're supposed to.
Yeah, and not causing any harm. And transparency was another big thing they talked about.
Okay.
They said, we can't really trust these systems if we don't understand how they work.
Right.
Like, we need to demystify AI for the public, explain it in simple terms so people feel empowered, not like they're being controlled by some mysterious technology.
It makes sense. If the government's using AI to make decisions that affect us, we should know how those decisions are made.
Exactly. Governments and tech companies need to work together on this so everyone understands it shouldn't just be for the tech experts, you know?
Yeah, it's a societal conversation.
Right. So we've talked about regulations, algorithmic audits, transparency. What else can we do to make sure AI in government is ethical and benefits everyone?
Yeah, what else?
Data quality was huge for them. They kept saying that biased or incomplete data can lead to unfair outcomes, which can have some pretty bad consequences, like we saw with the social welfare programs.
Right. It's not just about having a lot of data. It's about making sure the data is accurate and representative and doesn't make existing inequalities worse.
Exactly. And they also talked about the need for constant monitoring and evaluation. You can't just set these AI systems loose and hope for the best.
Got it.
You need to always be checking how they're doing, making changes, and ensuring they're actually doing what they're supposed to.
It's like anything complex, regular checkups and maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. It's an ongoing process.
Okay, so who do they think is ultimately in charge of making sure AI is used ethically in government?
Well, they were pretty adamant that it's a shared responsibility.
Right.
It's not just the government or tech companies. It's everyone.
A collective effort.
Right. We all need to stay informed, ask the tough questions, and demand transparency and accountability from our leaders. And that's everyone. Tech experts, policymakers, everyday people. We all have a part to play.
It's a lot to process, but I'm actually feeling pretty optimistic, it sounds like. If we approach this thoughtfully and collaboratively, we can use AI to create a more efficient and equitable and responsive government.
I agree. There's definitely room for optimism, but we can't just sit back and relax. We need to stay engaged and make sure AI is used to benefit everyone, not just a select few.
Well said. This definitely gave me a lot to think about, and I'm sure our listeners are feeling the same way. We've covered a lot, but there's still more to come. So when we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive into AI in government with some final thoughts and key takeaways. Welcome back, everyone. So as we wrap up our deep dive on AI in government, I'm kind of struck by just how huge these changes really are. I mean, AI could impact everything.
Oh, yeah.
From how policies are made to how services are delivered.
It really is about rethinking how government works in this digital age.
And that's exciting, but also a little scary, right? We've talked about the potential upsides, efficiency, effectiveness, responsiveness, transparency.
Right.
But we also can't forget about the risks.
No, absolutely not. And the panelists were very clear about that. They really stressed how important it is to start with strong ethical principles.
Right.
It's not just about the tech, you know.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that AI is developed and used in a way that aligns with our values as a society.
It's like building a house. You need a solid foundation to hold everything up. And that foundation has to be built on trust, transparency, and a real commitment to using AI for good.
Yeah, 100%.
So they talked about having clear guidelines and regulations to make sure AI is used responsibly and ethically.
They did.
And they also talked about the need for continuous monitoring and evaluation to make sure these systems are doing what they're supposed to.
Yeah, we can't just set it and forget it.
Right. We need to be checking in, making adjustments, learning as we go.
Exactly. It's a process.
And they also emphasized how important it is to involve the public in all of this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just up to governments and tech companies to figure this out. We need to have a bigger conversation as a society about how we want AI to be used.
It's about having an informed and engaged public. People need to understand the potential benefits and risks so they can help shape how AI is developed and used.
I think one of the big takeaways here is that we're all responsible for the future of AI.
I agree.
It's not something that's just going to happen to us. It's something we're creating through the choices we make.
Every single day.
So it's a call to action. We need to stay informed, ask questions, demand transparency, and hold our leaders accountable. We all have a part to play in making sure AI is used to benefit humanity.
Well said. I think as we wrap up this deep dive, it's worth leaving our listeners with something to really think about.
Okay.
If AI is a tool that can magnify both the good and the bad in our society, what kind of future do we want to build with it?
That's a big question, and it's up to all of us to find the answer.
It is.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. We hope this has given you a better understanding of the complicated and ever-changing world of AI in government. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and keep diving deep.